When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, it was all right in the end for Newcastle United against Sheffield United at St James' Park today, as the Magpies eventually got over their sort of jitters, hangover, whatever you want to call it, from Crystal Palace the other night. It just looked like it took a little bit of time for them to get that out of their system. And in the end, everything was fine. It was almost a dream afternoon in the end. But it didn't feel like that very early on in this game. This is Lee Ryder speaking from Chronicle Live. I'm going to talk you through today's game. But first and foremost, as we always do, I'm going to just talk through the sort of chronological order of how this game unfolded. And it was, I think, 4 minutes had been played when Sheffield United took a shock lead. It was a short corner routine, played in from the left-hand side, sort of floated in, and Amal Amadzic headed past Martin Dubravka from close range. You wondered if, could there be a shock? To be honest, the way Sheffield United kept coming at Newcastle, you wondered that if that could be the case, because, you know, it wasn't just that moment. There was other opportunities for Sheffield United, and, you know, I think Fabian Schär getting a block in very early on, that would have made it sort of 2-0. I think Dubravka had to sort of command his box a couple of times. Of course, that's his job. But yeah, look, Newcastle, you know, they were all over the place at one point. 1-0 down, Sheffield United coming at them, and it was a difficult opening to the game. But it got better. It got better as the game went on. And, you know, 26 minutes on the clock, we saw Jacob Murphy roll a ball down the right-hand side. And there was Isak. A great run in the box, angle finish, 1-1, order restored. And you hoped at that point Newcastle could move on in the game. And that's exactly what they did. And the second half was much, much better. Now, obviously, we speak to players after the game. We see what has been said. And it emerges that Eddie Howe had a bit of a blast at the players. Told them in no uncertain terms that, you know, they needed to wake up. And we've seen, you know, from the documentary on Prime Video that Eddie Howe, you know, can be quite strong with his players. Well, that certainly had the desired effect. Newcastle started the second half much brighter, and they found themselves ahead on 54 minutes. Bruno Guimaraes, it was Livramento who won the free kick. Gordon whipped it in, and diving header from Bruno at the back post. And Newcastle were ahead for the first time in the game on 54 minutes. But after that, Sheffield United really did start to fall to pieces. Gordon was fouled in the box. Referee Tony Harrington put in the spot. And Isak converted for 3-1. It was pretty much game done and dusted just after the hour mark. But, you know, Ben Osman own goal. And then Callum Wilson came off the bench to make it 5-1. Newcastle, by that point, were by far the better team, as the 5-1 lead would tell you. So that was the sort of tail of the tape, if you like. Newcastle, you know, very impressive. And I just thought that the performance in the end was fine. And it's all about where, you know, where it takes Newcastle in terms of mood. And, you know, everybody was happy after the game. I think with 4 matches left, you look at the table now, West Ham dropping 2 points today against Liverpool, Man United dropping points against Burnley, and Newcastle now handily placed in 7th with 53 points.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And next weekend, it's going to be interesting. You know, you look at the fixtures. Newcastle will go to Turf Moor against, you know, Burnley side threatened by relegation. You look at the table. Newcastle can actually strengthen their hold on 7th because West Ham won't play until Sunday. They go to Chelsea, who are also mathematically still just in there, you would say, the 6 points behind Newcastle at the minute. But something's got to give in that game. And I think Newcastle really should be probably looking further up the table at 6th place, which would take them potentially into the Europa League. But, yeah, I mean, let's not get too choosy, because Newcastle were struggling not that long ago in 10th place, well, this time last month, having lost to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. And you wondered, you know, what direction the season was going to go in. Were they going to sink without a trace? I think whether you agree with what Jamie Carragher said or not, when he said they look like they're ready for the end of the season, I personally didn't, but I think Jamie Carragher probably did Newcastle the biggest favour he could by saying that, because I think it kind of rankled a bit, and the players were annoyed with it, and I think they wanted to prove people wrong. Certainly, you know, who've got that theory that Newcastle were ready for the beach almost. I didn't get that feeling. What I could see was a tired Newcastle team. I know Eddie Howe doesn't like, you know, to talk about fatigue and tiredness, but I could see a team that needed a little bit of a screen break. Not so much physically tired, mentally tired, and they got that when they went to Dubai for the break. I mean, at the time, people were kind of wondering whether they merited it or not, but look, that's by the by, because ultimately, you know, Newcastle have come back and they've delivered. They've absolutely delivered, apart from Crystal Palace on Wednesday. And there's going to be the odd slip up. Doesn't matter who you are, you're going to have little blips in the season, and Newcastle did that at Crystal Palace. But they've responded, and they've responded in style. And I know they were the massive favourites going into the Sheffield United game, but you know, they very much proved a lot of people wrong. And if they can get into Europe now, then it's, you know, could you say that they've salvaged something from a season in which, you know, they were besieged by injuries? They probably have salvaged something, but again, and we've said this a couple of times, that Newcastle, you know, had they finished seventh last season and finished fourth this season, not an eyelid would have been battered, because that would look like natural progression. You know, they've gone from fourth to seventh. You know, they've dropped three places, but in my opinion, it's still gradual progress, because to qualify for Europe two seasons in succession from where Newcastle have been, which has been perennial relegation battlers, so to go from being a team at the very bottom of the table, and remember, in Eddie Howe's first season in charge, they were rock bottom and he led them up to 11th. So to sort of break that mentality of getting to 40 points and then trying to build on it from there, which, you know, we'd had 5 years of since promotion, which, you know, wasn't that long ago, 2017, in terms of building a football team. It's still fresh in the memory for some people. And have a look down Newcastle's squad list, because there's still players who played in the Championship that are still here. So that says to me, in terms of a football cycle, Newcastle, it's still vivid to some people being in the Championship. They've got huge ambitions now. They've got owners who are prepared to give it the TLC that was needed. Now we've got the PSR rules, we've got the FFP rules. Eddie Howe speaking very candidly on Friday, I asked him if he had a particular sort of category of player that he was looking at. Are they ready to sign the marquee player or the elite player, the ready-made player who can come in and be an instant superstar? And he said, well, probably not. You know, we're looking at building a squad with players with potential that we can work on, and eventually, and he's, in his own quote, said, you know, we'll look to try and get them to that world-class category. And last summer, we seen it. Tino Livramento, Lewis Hall coming in. Now, there's nothing to say at the minute that they're going to be world-class players, but they've got a lot of potential and they could go on and be very good players for both the club and the country. And it's there for all to see. I mean, Livramento was immense today, in my opinion, especially the second half. We got to see him much closer on that right-hand side, right in front of the press box. And he was the driving force down that side, caused a lot of problems, won the free kick that led to Bruno's goal, had a hand in another move which led to a goal. And I just thought, overall, he was a very big reason why Newcastle United won that fixture so comfortably in the end. And, you know, we watched him hobble out the ground. We hope that he's going to be okay for the Burnley game. But that's where Newcastle are right now. It's been injury after injury after injury. Now, Fabian Schär is another player who was nursing a hamstring injury. He wanted to stay on the pitch. I think Newcastle would have been happy to substitute him. He eventually did come off at half-time. But ultimately, he also limped out the stadium and, you know, has to be classed as a doubt. I think he pretty much played every game this season, so that would be a big blow. But going back to the league table now, Newcastle have got 12 points left to play for. They can still reach 65 points. So, you know, on paper, they could still possibly catch Tottenham Hotspur in fifth. I don't think that'll happen, but I definitely think they can finish in the top six. But really, for me now, in these last few games, it's about cementing seventh place. And seventh place would be a very good achievement this season. We saw a lot of evidence of it in the last few games. that Newcastle are a team that are, you know, they're building and building, and Eddie Howe doing a very fantastic job. And yeah, it was just a, in the end, it was a great day. But as I say at the start of this podcast, it was a tough start, but one Newcastle managed to get over. They showed character, and now they move on to Burnley next week. They'll have 2,300 fans following them at Turf Moor, and we'll see if they can continue this winning streak and improve their away form, which has been a bit of an Achilles heel for them. But this is a real chance against Burnley, because another team struggling at the bottom. They've conceded goals for fun. Newcastle will need a better start, but let's hope we see the continuation of what has been a brilliant day at St James's Park.